Well, Australia's insurance industry says it wants to make sure there's no repeat of the public relations disaster that followed the 2011 floods in Queensland, when residents in Brisbane and Ipswich found they had no flood insurance. But already there are claims of prohibitive premiums in flood-ravaged Lismore. The industry denies that it's at fault and has renewed its calls for the federal government to put aside $200 million in the upcoming budget for flood mitigation measures to protect communities. Campbell Fuller from the Insurance Council of Australia joined me earlier. Campbell Fuller, thanks for joining us. First, what can you tell us at this stage about the likely cost of this cyclone to the insurance industry?
It's hard to predict what the final toll will be, and we try not to make predictions. There are too many unknowns. As of midday today, insurers have received $306 million in claims. That's from about 28,000 claimants. Early figures, of course, and we expect those numbers will continue to rise. About three quarters of those claims are from northern Queensland and southeastern Queensland, and the balance are from the northern parts of New South Wales.
Now, the industry, of course, faced huge criticism and several public inquiries over its actions after the 2011 floods. How carefully are your members behaving now to make sure that they're not accused of acting unfairly towards their customers?
The industry is pulling out all stops to help customers from Cyclone Debbie and Cyclone Debbie's aftermath. They've been on the ground since, in fact, before the cyclone made landfall, with response teams ready to roll through northern Queensland. And they're also preparing response teams in anticipation of the flooding that was likely to hit northern New South Wales. So the industry has been on the front foot the whole way through this disaster. There are hundreds and hundreds of response people on the ground repairing damage in northern Queensland, and other staff are moving through northern New South Wales as well.
You are being tested in Lismore, of course, already. Local media is reporting that premiums of between $10,000 to $30,000 a year for residents were being charged despite there being a flood levy. That doesn't look great for you, does it?
Well, the flood levy in Lismore is designed for a very small flood. It's not designed for the catastrophic flood that we have seen in Lismore and that Lismore has suffered in the past. Now, insurers are required to risk rate customers, and where the risks of flood are high, those risks are reflected in the premiums.
But $10,000 to $30,000 a year for residents, not for businesses?
Well, that would depend entirely on the insurer that the customer has chosen, and many people will find that their premiums are a lot less than that.
But does that sound reasonable?
You're not locked into. Well, that will be an insurer risk rating for flood, and we have to look here at the impact of flood on that community. The only thing that can significantly and sustainably reduce the risk of flood is permanent mitigation that is appropriate for the flood conditions. And the flow-on effect from that is that premiums fall. We have seen that right around Australia, where permanent mitigation is put in place, where it is built for catastrophic floods, and where that mitigation is properly maintained.
Lismore does have mitigation in the form of its levy, which was unfortunately breached. But the Mayor of Lismore says that business owners were unable to access flood cover partly because of that levy. Is it the case that your industry refused to insure commercial premises in the Lismore CBD for flood?
No, that is not the case. Flood insurance was available from most insurers, but that flood insurance is related to the risk of a catastrophic flood. Now, we've seen that catastrophic flood happened because the mitigation in place was insufficient to deal with the floodwaters that hit the town. Now, it's simply not true, though, that flood cover was not available. It's available to all businesses and all homeowners.
But if it's offered to homeowners at between $10,000 and $30,000 a year, do you know what the maximum would have been for maximum premium would have been for commercial operators?
No, it will entirely depend on the insurer, the business, and the kind of business undertaken. And quotes will vary widely between insurers depending on that insurer's risk appetite. But again, the risks of flood in Lismore are very well known. Lismore floods often, and it floods catastrophically. Now, if a levee had been constructed that was able to deal with catastrophic flood, that would be reflected in much lower premiums. Now, an example of where mitigation has been built that's effective and has had a dramatic effect on insurance premiums is Roma in central western Queensland. A levy was built there several years ago. Premiums fell by hundreds and hundreds of dollars right across the board, and that is because the mitigation was designed for catastrophic flood, and the data available showed the impact that would have on flood risk.
You are calling on the federal government to spend more on mitigation. Last December, before this cyclone hit, the federal minister refused to fund more and said it was a state responsibility. Your reaction to that?
Look, we point to the Productivity Commission disaster report into disaster funding. The Productivity Commission in 2014, 2015 concluded that too much money was being spent fixing the aftermath of natural disasters, and not enough was being spent to prevent the impact of catastrophic weather, in particular cyclones and floods.
It could be argued that you're attempting to shore up your own business model. I mean, the insurance industry, if it had the government paying for mitigation, would have reduced risks of payouts, wouldn't it?
Yes, exactly that. But the insurance industry responds by reducing premiums. So this isn't to save insurance companies' money. This is to save communities from being catastrophically flooded.
That's Campbell Fuller from the Insurance Council of Australia.